Module 10, Dealing with Difficult Participants. Training involves people who, as we have already discovered, come to class with different reasons and motivations. Prepare for behaviors that can derail your training plan so that you can continue to deliver effective training. Understand, too, that these difficult behaviors can come from a variety of learner types and people. Practically anyone can have an off day and be considered difficult, even us trainers. Frustration, boredom, or personality characteristics can stretch you beyond the scope of training that you deliver. The ground rules. Rules will help you as a trainer so that you can establish a learning environment. The rules can be generated by your participants, which is especially helpful during workshops that are about team building or trust. In the interest of time, the rules can also be simply stated by the trainer. Often, the rules that are suggested by your participants will relate to respect for one another, and this is always worth pointing out to the group. Try and keep the list of rules short so that people will remember what they are. The three key rules are: respect. Arriving on time, avoiding sidebar conversation, turning cell phones off, and not being the center of attention are all items that relate to respect. Encouraging participation and fun. This includes enjoying the day, not picking on others, and freedom to explore and try out new ideas without feeling judged or bullied. What takes place in the workshop stays in the workshop. This is so that comments about the workplace or a particular person, or how funny someone might have been in the workshop, are not spread through the workplace as gossip following the session. This will help participants take risks during the training. This rule is often very helpful for the trainer in terms of rapport, participation, and respect. However, if the employer who is paying for training expects the trainer to report back to them what learning has taken place and so on, be sure that the trainees are aware of this. Depending on the nature of the training, you may be able to still maintain a staying in the workshop approach and report just the training outcomes to the employer. Rules can have a fun aspect to them if you word them a little creatively. For example, rule number 3 can be reworded with the well-known phrase, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." Challenges and solutions. When you think of how you are within a training session, like this workshop for example, do you ever exhibit any untoward behaviors? Although we like to think that we probably do not exhibit poor trainee behaviors, many of us can on a given day. What are you like if you do not get enough sleep, consume a lot of caffeine, or are distracted by things that are taking place while you are away from work and at training? Handling interruptions. Most often, your training is going to look easy to participants. That is part of doing a great job. Sometimes, though, things can happen that will set your training schedule sideways. In order to be prepared for interruptions, you and your group will develop some surefire strategies to manage them effectively. The next time that something goes awry, what will you do? Case study. Charlie couldn't hear himself think over all the chatter. Participants shouted and hollered like a bunch of schoolyard children. Charlie whistled. The noise continued. Charlie begged. The participants cackled in return. Charlie stood high atop a chair and begged for the commotion to stop. No one flinched. Charlie wiped his brow and whispered under his breath for the participants to cut out the noise. Soon, the room hushed and all eyes fell on him. Charlie had made progress and had to do something before chaos erupted. Charlie thought for a moment and announced that the romper room behavior had to stop. The participants understood immediately that Charlie had control and remained seated with lips sealed as he continued.